This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Hilchos Nesiyos Kapayim, Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, Se'if Ches. In Se'if Beis, the Mechaber said there are three things that trigger the obligation of the Kohanim to be Oyle Leduchen. And they are, if, let's say, they hear them being called Kohanim, or if they say go up, or if they say wash your hands. Now, the Mishnah Berurah added that this Isser, that the Kohanim are Oiver, is only if they're Oikar Raglav by Ritzei. Im Loi Oikar Raglav, they're not allowed to go up. Meaning, they're still over the Isra Daraisa, right? Remember this? The Mishnah Berurah holds that a Koyain who was called Koya, he heard Koyanim, or they said go up, or they told him to wash his hands. If he doesn't go up to Dochen, he's over Nase. The only thing is, if he was Loy Aka Raglav Beritse, he's not allowed to be Oyla Ladochen. So he's in a jam. So therefore, the Mechaber says in Sibches, Kishamascho Shiatsiwa Ritse. When the Shiel Tzura begins, would say, "Kol Koyin Shabes Knesses Ne'ekar Mimakoymoi La'alois Ladochen." Every Koyin in the Beis Knesses has to be uprooted from his place to go up to the Dochen. Now, this is a very important word, Ne'ekar. Why? Because that means if you're not, that means your place in the Beis Knesses, you are planted there. It's not, Shul is not a time to pace, to exercise, to stretch, to walk around, to get tissues, to get paper towels, to get candies, to get mugs. No. Shul, you have to be planted in your spot. Now, how do you get out of your spot? The answer is, if your ancestors were among the clan that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mi Lashem Elai, they responded to that call, then there is one juncture in the davening that you could uproot yourself from your place. Don't say, I saw that. There's no pacing during Psuk de Zimra while you're flipping your tzitzis. That's two violations. No, stand there straight in your spot with your hands on your side. Okay. Otherwise, if you're a Kohen, you could be Oiker to go up to Dochen. Even if you don't reach there, until Shel Tzibur is already finished, would say, Shaper Dami, it's okay. Meaning the main thing is when you hit the hole, you know, if you're a running back, you hear it say, you got to hit the hole. Whether you get to the first down or not, that's not relevant. You got to hit the hole when the Shel Tzibur says, Ritzei. If you were not Okaragla Ritzei, you can't Dochen. The Mishnah Berurah said earlier in the Siman that if you don't Dochen, you're still Oiver Naseh, but you're still not allowed to Dochen. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishamaschal Shel Tzibur, Hainu Lecharchila Yizar Laka Baschal Shel Tzibur Ritzei. Let's be medayik in the words of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, when the Shel Tzibur begins to say Ritzei. So the Mishnah Berurah says, ideally, L'charchil Yizar L'akar B'Aschalas HaShel Tzibur Ritzei. Ideally, you should be oikar your feet when the Shel Tzibur begins to say Ritzei. Avalim Loy Akar, if you did not uproot, Ad Shekvar Hischal Shel Tzibur Ritzei, Kol Sheloy Siyam Rechaz Ritzei, Shaper Dami. As long as he didn't finish Ritzei, that is good. Which implies that if he finished Ritzei, even if he didn't start Moedim, they're done. It's, they turned it over on downs, okay? So it's mashma that it's not dependent on starting Moedim, it's mashma, finishing Ritzei. The Dirshu discusses a case, what if they're Oikar Raglav when the Shel Tzibur says Amen on the Bracha of Ritzei? The Prima Gadim says, even though answering Amen is a chelek of the bracha, they're done. They can't be Oikar Raglav anymore. Right? We know there's an idea that Amen is like a chelek of the bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Prima Gadim says, quoted in the Dirshu, that once the Tzibur answers Amen, they can't hit the hole anymore. The Taras Chaim asks on the Prima Gadim, why don't we say that if they're still saying Amen, Lai Nistaima Habracha? But that's the Psak of the Prima Gadim. Ritzei Kol Kohen. Now, what does Ritzei have to do with the Kohanim being Oikar Raglev? Shenem Rav Yisa Aron Asiyad Vel Amay Varchim. Aron raised his hands to the people and he blessed them. And afterwards, he descended from performing the chatas. That sounds like he made the bracha of Berachas Kohanim before he finished the avoida. So that means it sounds like the avoida is connected to Berachas Kohanim. Therefore, they enacted in Tfila as well. Shayalu haKohanim laDochen. The Kohanim are oil laDochen. Koidem siim berchas avoida. So, Stam, I want to ask you a question. The Chachamim were masakin, but it comes out that if you don't fulfill this takana, you're being mevatel mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Can you imagine? Your father's a kohen, your grandfather's a kohen, your great grandfather's a kohen, and they call Kohanim, and the guy can't go up. And he's over almost on three assays. Why? Because he was loy oikar raglav beretzei. Who said you have to be oikar raglav beretzei? The chachamim. So chachamim are beginning to be mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa. I guess so. I guess b'sheva al tasa yesh koyach lechachamim lakar davar min haTorah. I mean, it's very interesting. This takana is stopping koyhanim potentially from being mekayim a mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay. True. But it doesn't have a din d'oraisa, right? It's an asmachta l'chaira. So, I hear what you say. You want to say that they're saying the biblical parameter of the mitzvah is within Ritzei? Is that the pshat? Or is the pshat yesh koyach l'chachamim? The lashon mishbru is tiknu. Yeah, tiknu. The Mishabura brings the Dersha brings a very interesting question. You know, with all this talk about the connection between Berachas Kohanim and Ritzei Avoida, they don't say Berachas Kohanim in Avoida. They say Berachas Kohanim in Haida. So if this diuk is really accurate, that Vayisa Yadoi Lohem Vayirin Me'asei Sachatas, why do they do it in Haida? So Gemara says, well, Avoida and Haida is Davar Echad. It says Zoyveach Toida. The Shagisariyeh asks the following question. According to Shmuel, that in Ni'ilah you don't say Ritzei, how do the Kohanim duchen in Ni'ilah? So I would have answered very simply, because of the Gemara Megillah. Hoida and Avoida are the same thing. So even though there's no Ritzei, they could duchen because there's Hoida. The Emek Bracha says that in the Beis HaMikdash, Berachas Kohanim is Shayach Davka LaAvoida. But once we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Tfila is Avoida. It's Shayach, Bizman Hazeh, it's Shayach LaTfila. It's not Shayach LaRitzei. In the Mikdash, it was connected to Karbanos. But our Karbanos are the whole Tfila, which then sort of strengthens our question before, that the whole connection to Ritzei is really an Asmachta Ba'alma. Then the Chachamim are being oikar davar min atar by saying that if you were loy oikar agla beretzei, you can't duchen anymore. Anyway, Sivkatan Chav Zayin. Now, Ad she yisayim shel tzibur ritzei, until the shel tzibur finished ritzei, lav davka dafim lo yagir shamad she yisayim shel tzibur brachas moidim, gam kein les lan ba kol she oikar agla beretzei. The Mechaber says that if you're oiker raglav b'ritzei, then even if you're not going to get there until the Shel Tzibur finishes ritzei, it's okay. Mishnah Berurah says that's not true. Even if you're not going to get there until the Shel Tzibur finishes moedim, it's not a problem as long as he hit the hole by ritzei. Va'aydi dereisha nakat ritzei. The reason I picked ritzei is because in the reisha of the mechaber, it said when the shel tzibur begins ritzei, you got to hit the hole. So now it says if you did hit the hole, then it's okay if you make it there by the end of ritzei, but you have much longer than that. Oid kasu deikar ho akira mikri acher netila. When we say you got to hit the hole, it means after your hands are washed. Sha'az roi la'alos l'duchen. Then you are fit to be oila to the duchen. L'chein ya'akru ragleim lito yideim koidim ritzei. They need to move out of their spot before ritzei. Uver ritzei ya'akru ragleim lech l'magam uchen l'duchanim. And by ritzei, they hit the hole to go to the duchen. So they have to wash their hands before ritzei. And at ritzei, they have to inch forward to duchen. Uve diavad im loy nata yadav kaidim ritzei. But diavad, if they didn't wash hands before ritzei, vim yelech lito yadav yisam shel tzibur b'chor ritzei. Wow. Let's say like this. You didn't wash your hands before ritzei. And now the chazan said ritzei. And if you go to wash your hands, you're not going to be able to return before the shel tzibur finishes ritzei. What do you do? Afal pikein yakor b'ritzei leich lamak maduchan. Hit the hole at Ritzei to go to the Duchen. And what about washing your hands? Yankel Shmerel will bring you the water at the Duchen to wash your hands. V'achekach yito yadav sham, v'haynu sheyaviu loy shamayim samach l'makom haduchan. Wash your hands near the Duchen. The Shaar Tzion says, kein muchach mimagin giborim. But if you were loy akar aglav beritzei, you can't duchen anymore. It says in Mishmar, v'afilum akar aglav leilech letzad chutz lito yadav. What if you hit the hole to wash your hands? But that's it. And by the time you came back, ritzei was over. Could you duchen? Mitzadeid ba'ateres ekenim dezeh loy choshev adayin akira. That's not called uprooting your spot. Even though washing your hands is the preparatory stage of duchening, so you can make the case, I did hit the hole. I didn't hit the hole to go up to the duchen, I hit the hole to go wash my hands. That's the beginning of the process. No, that's not good enough. To be in an akira l'makam aduchen, you need to hit the hole to go to the duchen. V'zeh haya akirasoi letzad chutz. And he uprooted himself from a spot to go out. Now there's a long Shaar Tzion here. He says this din is challenged by the Prima Gadim. And the Prima Gadim quotes the Magen Avram that even Akira from your house is an Akira. So certainly for this, the Mishnah Berurah says, no, that's not a good argument. Even though going from your house to the Duchen is an Akira, that's because you're going to the Duchen. So just because the Magen Avraham says that if you leave your house at Ritzei to go to the Shul, that's good enough, that doesn't necessarily mean if you leave your spot in Shul to wash your hands, that's good enough. Washing your hands is not the Duchen. And the Shaar Tzion adds, even though this guy, when he was oikar raglav to leave his house to go to the duchen, he stopped off on the way to wash his hands. It's still okay. Because he was oikar raglav to go to the duchen, he happened to wash his hands on the side. But if he, a kohen that's only oikar raglav to go wash his hands, not good enough. V'al kein, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, ha-minog, the minog is k'shashiach tzibar magia l'ritzei, when the Shliach Tzibur gets up to Ritzei, v'loy bo adayin hakoyim l'heichal, and the Kohanim did not make it to the Heichal, who mamtin b'tfilasei ad sheyavayo, he waits until they come. The Chayshinon shem adayin loy akar ragleihem mimakom harachitza leilech letzad haduchen, because we're concerned that they didn't uproot their feet from the spot of washing to go to the duchen. But friends, let's say like this, they're washing their hands in the shul, they have a special washing area, you know? The shuls nowadays, they get a big dedication, they get a kohen to dedicate the special kohanim washing station. Now the special kohanim washing station is the same sink that everybody washes their hands in every day. But they bring out a cup that costs them like 4 shekel more, and they get 50,000 shekel for the Kohanim washing station. Now let's say the Kohanim washing station is a mile away. And when the Chazan said Ritzei, they were oiker ragleim from the washing station to head over to the shul and, you know, make a mad dash. That's good enough. They need to be oiker raglov, raglehem, from the washing station at the time the Chazan says Ritzei. Kaswa poiskim, shem oiker raglov mi beis lovi the beis haknesses. Let's say the Kohen was oker ragla from his house to come to the shul. Umatza achar Ritzei. And he came in after Ritzei. Afal pisha bevadei be'esha oker ragla be'esha oker kodim Ritzei. Even though at the time he was oker ragla, it was before Ritzei. Loi choshev akira. That's not an akira. Ve'eno oila, it doesn't work. He can't duchen. Why? Kivin shaloi akar mibesai adaita de duchen. Because this guy was not akar raglav with the das to go to the duchen. Which, again, but if, let's say, the kayain, he, you know, this is a kayain, he likes to wake up at 4 p.m. every day, and he decided to be a zariz, to get up at 11:50, and when the chazan said Ritzei, he was out of his house, and he was akar raglav to go to the duchen, that's good enough. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says now. Akiragim beis lovely says lalo is leduchen leduchen akira zuma yelas. This akira helps the oil and it works. That was the opinion of the Magen Avram. V'yeshe kasu da'afilu boifen zein oila. Some say even this doesn't work. Ki im kishahaya beisoy samuch lebeis haknesses. Only if he lives near the shul. V'shama shal shel tzibur hischol Ritzei. He had to hear the call of Ritzei. Shuv. So, what if a kohen heard Ritzei was loy akar raglav? So the mechaber says shuv lo yale. But what if he was an oines? Says the Mishnah Berurah va'afilu haya machmas oines. Even if it was an oines, he can't duchen. Aye, but they called him to be oile, and he's over an asay. And the din of akira is only midrabanan. Says the Karen Oira in Soita Lamin Chesam and Beis, Yesh Koyach Biad Chachomim Lakar Dover Min Atoira B'Sheval Tasa. That's what we said at the beginning of the year. But that's what the Karen Oira, the Dershu brings, says in Masechta Soita. The Lamdus is Yesh Koyach Lechachomim Lakar Dover Min Atoira B'Sheval Tasa. But it's just the detail of the halacha. I'm going to be Mevatel 3 assays because I was Loyaka Ragla Britzei. Yes. What if the reason why the Kohen was loy Allah by Ritzei is because he was middle of Shemana Esrei? He's now at a Dochen. However, that's what the Magen Avram says. But says the Pri Chadash, that's not an Oines. Because you could be Oiker a little bit when the Chazan gets to Ritzei. In other words, like this. Let's say you're middle of Shemana Esrei, and you hear Ritzei. Magen Avram says, what could you do? You can't be Oile. The Pri Chadar says, why not? What you do is take a step forward, be Oike Raglav, continue Shemana Esrei, finish up, and then be Oile Ladochen. What if the Kohen was Oike Raglav before Ritzei, and he fell asleep? It's been a long day for him. And he woke up after Ritzei is over, says the Shevet Alevi, he's done. He was mafsik and he can't dochen. Rabbi Isai, we'll continue Be'ezus Hashem Monday, Sif Tes. Have a good day. Agun Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.